Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 4, Mishnah 9, Part 2. The Mishnah continues. Hamachzik b'nechzei ager, someone who acquires property that belonged to a convert. That means we have a ger, a convert, that died, and he has no inheritors whatsoever. He has no relatives. The halacha is that the first person that comes along and acquires his property, that makes a kinyan, an act of acquisition on them, they become his. So says the Mishnah, hichzik basada, if he acquired the field, hichzik bekulam. Then he gets everything else that's in the field that the Mishnah mentioned previously. Similarly, hamakdish esasada, somebody that makes a field holy, he consecrates a field to hektish, to the Beis HaMikdash. This is not talking about a convert necessarily, just generally. Hikdish es kulam, then he, in his mind, is to consecrate, to make holy everything that's in the entire field. Reb Shimon says no. Hamakdish esasada, if one consecrates and makes a field holy, he makes it hektish. The only things that he makes kadosh are the things that are actually attached to the ground. But any of the movable objects are not included in his act of consecration. The Gemara expounds a little bit that this machlekes, this disagreement, is more than it seems at the face value. Learn the Gemara Mitzvah Shem and you'll see what it's talking about. Let's see Parakei Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins, Hamocher es hasfina, if someone sells a ship, Mocher es hatoyren, v'yes hanes. The mast, the sail, v'yes ha'igin, says the Mishnah, and anchor. V'yes kala manhigin oisa. Additionally, the oars. Avaloi machar, but not included in the sail of the boat, le'yes ha'avadim, are the sailors. V'le'yes ha'martzufin, the very large bags that they used to pack wares in. V'le'yes ha'antiki, and obviously not the wares that are inside of those bags. However, bizman she'amaleh, if the seller tells the buyer, I'm selling you the field and everything that's in it. Harei kulan mechurin, everything is included in the sale, including the sailors, including these bags, and even including the merchandise that's in the bags. Macharas akarin, if a friend sells his friend, a fellow sells to his friend a wagon, like macharas aprodes, he didn't sell, not included in the sale are the animals that pull it. However, the halacha is that if, let's say, they were hitched up to the actual wagon at the time of the sale, they are included in the sale. Macharas ha'pradis, let's say he sells the animals that pull it, the donkeys or whatever it is, the mules, le macharas ha'karin, he doesn't sell the wagon itself, even if they are tied to the wagon itself. Macharas ha'tzemet, if let's say he sold a yoke that goes around oxen for plowing and similar, le macharas ha'bakar, not included in the sale is the actual oxen. Macharas ha'bakar, le macharas ha'tzemet, if he sells the oxen, we don't say that the yoke is included in the sale. Rabbi Huda says no. Hadamim ma'idin, the sale price ultimately is what proves to us what the intention of the buyer and the seller were. Ketzad. Amar Lloyd, let's say Ruvain said to Shimon, Macharli tzimdach b'masayim zuz, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz. Hadabi yadua she'ein atzemet b'masayim zuz. Everyone knows that a yoke doesn't cost 200 zuz. So clearly, he included in the sale the oxen as well. B'chacham marim l'chacham say, ein hadamim raya. There is absolutely no proof from the price that was paid, because maybe the fellow wanted to overpay. He really needed something, or he wanted to give it as a gift. Unless something is specified in the actual language of the sale, there's some kind of proof to it, there's documentation, the halacha is only the object itself is sold and nothing else in addition. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming week.